process on the ground to make sure your donation supplies food, water, shelter, and other urgent support. Show everyone affected by the Ukraine conflict that you hear them, loud and clear. Go to redcross.ca.
Okay, let's see here. Blend equal parts science and stories. Add a few shakes of music and soundscape, and wrap it all up in a big question. How can we see this more than human world in a new light and take part in shaping a healthy Anthropocene? Catch Future Ecologies every Sunday at 8 a.m. on CITR.
Hello, you are listening to Love Notes on CITR 101.9. We're broadcasting today from the unceded territory of the Musqueam people. It's me, Naomi, and a new special guest.
Just to clarify, it sounded like you were saying, it's me, Naomi.
Yeah.
Oh, it's me, Pika, and the other co-host.
Naomi, and our special glass, Claire. Because her name's Claire, she's a glass. Introduce yourself, Claire.
Hello. I'm Claire. I'm a pal of both of these nice gals, and I'm really excited to be here.
Tell us who you're making your love note for today.
I am making my note for my twin brother, Evan.
Does he know?
He does not know. He's been in the same room a few times when we've discussed this. I've, like, sort of coyly, not so coyly, in not a subtle way at all, asked Naomi maybe 3 or 4 times if I could come and do this. And Evan's, like, been there for a couple of those, but I don't know. I'd like to think he's, like, in his head enough that, like, as in not paying attention to the conversation around him, that he wouldn't be suspicious. Mm. Yeah.
So it sounds like Evan was, like, your obvious choice for the love note. You had no...
Yeah, I mean, I'm very fortunate to love a number of people very dearly that I would like to do this for. And I also just think it's, like, the tenderest thing to make a little parcel of music and memories and present it to person. I love that idea. But Evan was the obvious choice for me because, first of all, he's my twin brother. So we are this little duo and we live our lives alongside one another, sort of whether we're in the same place or not. But we're specifically at a really exciting point in our relationship with one another where after having grown up in the same place, we're from Kansas, we were there together until we were 18, we left and went to university in different places on the other side of Canada. And we chatted and we saw each other over the holiday, but we didn't know that much about, like, the cadence of each other's lives. We changed a lot. We grew up a lot while we were apart. And he moved here in May. And having the time and the opportunity to reconnect and get to know one another again has been just, like, one of the greatest joys of my short life so far. And I feel like expressing my gratitude for that opportunity to do that with him in this format is really exciting.
Just in time for Christmas.
Eee, a present.
Yeah.
So would you say that your music taste is similar?
It's interesting because in high school, like, mega not similar. Like, I am a girl for yearning. I want, like, a strum of an acoustic guitar and a wistful voice on the prairies.
Is your music taste Burlington, Vermont?
No, okay, funny you say that. It's Bozeman, Montana, which is
I haven't heard that.
Yeah. I'm okay. Side note, I'd like to say that I am a medium amount of uncomfortable with the fact that I may be presenting a unique collection of songs for this radio show. I've listened to the other episodes and everyone is, like, very cool and, like, indie and has this, like, incredible niche knowledge of their
clearly
songs.
Has not listened to the one that my sister made for my dad.
That one was eclectic, to put it kindly. Maybe I just find your taste to be so cool because,
oh my God,
I just think, like, yeah, I mean, my top artist was Taylor Swift, which
extremely
we've discussed
cool
on the pod. I can't say that that's, you know, a rarity in our generation. And I can't wait to hear, like, some sentimental music.
Oh,
I just
God
think it reflects, like the values you have, and those are super cool, too. So.
Oh, my gosh, thanks. All that to say, though, Evan and I have an overlap over some of these things, and part of our, like, growing up is he started not believing that my, like, earthy country music was hot garbage, and now he likes it a lot as well. So we really like a lot of the same artists now, and we spent a lot of time together over this past summer, and we did this like specific road trip over the course of like a weekend, some change, and we listened to a lot of music then, and that was when I like kind of realized how much time we had both spent separately listening to these songs, and then there was like a few important ones that overlapped, which was really exciting to me because another one of the things that we like hadn't talked about while we were apart.
Tell us more about this trip.
Yeah. So Evan packed up all of his bags and moved from Kingston, Ontario to Vancouver in May. He was here for a bit. He did a half Ironman, which was crazy. Go Evan.
Casual.
He just ripped that one out of the bag. And then we packed up our little bags again and we went to Eastern Europe together. And then after that, we were in Southeast Asia. So in total, we were gone for 3 months. And our older brother joined us on the second half of our trip. But the first month, it was mostly just us. And we went to Croatia, and kind of the only way to get around in Croatia is if you rent a car. The buses and the trains there just aren't super great. So we rented this car in the capital city, Zagreb, and then we drove to this like very small peninsula in the north of the country. And it was like a long drive, like maybe like 3 or 4 hours or something like that. And so we were like queuing these songs. And one of the songs that I queued, which is what you're going to hear first, was like weirdly this like emotional song for both of us, and we're like belting it out on this windy road in Croatia, and there's like tears in our eyes, and we're just feeling like really misty over this song. And then we had the opportunity to talk about that, which was like really exciting because we don't talk necessarily about like what it's like to be from Kansas. I don't know if that can be like summed up, but we both like feel this kind of sense of like nostalgia and like yearning, and definitely a lot of warmth towards this place that like made us, and the song really exemplifies that in a way that's very tender, because you know our parents don't live there anymore, our life there is more or less over, so it's like having this song as sort of a conduit to just really appreciate what that place was for us is really special, and I think it's like an important overlap in our music taste but also just like our lives together.
So what's the song?
Thanks for asking, Pika. The song is called Shake the Frost by Tyler Childers, and it's the live version.
You remind me of a Sunday back home in old Kentucky. Church choirs just belting to the pines, and I love you like the mountains loves the way the morning opens, too soft and bright, greeting from the sun. So if it make you stay, I wouldn't act so angry all the time. I wouldn't keep it all inside, and I'd let you know how much I loved you every day. So darling, will you stay right here and shake this frost off of my Mustang, and I'd run that thing on high hopes till they raised the price of dreams so high I couldn't pay. So I let that car just sit there when I should have took you driving, the windows down while the music played. So if it make you stay, I wouldn't act so angry all the time. I wouldn't keep it all inside, and I'd let you know how much I loved you every day. stay right here. Shake this frost off of my bones. Dawn, will you stay right here? Shake this frost off of my bones.
That was so sweet and sentimental.
Yeah.
I want to picture you guys in the car. I'm sad that like a documentary movie wasn't made about this trip.
Some super eight of the twins on their little trip. Yeah, I mean, in a weird way, like, I'm pretty annoying. I feel like I take a lot of photos. So sometimes, you know me, I'm top yearner of the world. Like, I love a trip down memory lane. So, like, sometimes I'll put on a wistful Tyler Childers song and just really walk down memory lane. Like, literally just go through my photo album, because I feel like all of these days were like, you know, there's like little squabbles, like siblings classically hit snags in the road. But like overall,
I wouldn't know.
Yeah. Okay. That's it. I love talking about this with you too, because there's something about like having a twin where like my whole life people have been like, what is that like? And I don't have a way to characterize it because it's just obviously my reality. But in like rebuilding, not that it was ever crumbled, but in like reestablishing our relationship to one another as adults, this time we spent together, like in the car in Croatia, all the countries really, but like in Croatia, in this tiny town in the northern part of like the Adriatic Sea, like just literally traipsing around this cobblestone village and like dipping our toes in the sparkly ocean and listening to music and drinking wine together, like it was a movie. It was just really fun, and we were able to chat, and I jumped off of a breakwater. I was like actually loving going down memory lane the other day, as I do, as I said, because I fell off this thing and I scraped my knee, and I haven't scraped my knee since I was like 7 years old or something like that, and like something about like being with Evan with a scraped knee, I was like, oh my god. Like, I'm now an adult, but my knees are still scraped, and we're on this, like, great adventure, and we get to do this for such a long time, and that's awesome.
I don't know, like, the story of your trip. Like, what made you take this trip together, and how did you choose where to go?
Yeah, so, I mean, I feel like many of us, like, maybe every single person in this room, all three, you know, we're just, like, kind of at an age and a time where there's a lot of crossroads, and as Evan and I finished university, we both finished our undergrad in May, you know, you make these choices about, like, where you're going to go and what you're going to do and what kind of person you're going to be and whatever. And it was, like, this great privilege to, like, have this time in our lives where we could leave and didn't have any great obligations, no houses, no children, no pets, stuff like that. So in January, before we graduated, we decided to book flights to go to the other side of the world and you know, scrabble around in hostels for a couple of months and just, like, see a little bit more. And I think that's especially... we like both knew that it would be a good time to reconnect, and because we were going to live in the same place, and sort of just like a dedicated time to getting to know one another again.
I had just met Claire recently, and it was devastating for her to leave.
Yeah. And it was crazy too, because like in my mind, this is like maybe narcissistic and terrible. Let me know if it sounds like that. But I was like, oh, I've left, and everyone else's lives in my life here in Vancouver are paused. Like nothing is happening there. Like it is all just mellow, calm waters. That is not what ended up happening. But yeah, it was like... I've never done anything like that, basically, just like airlifted out and then into a very different place. But it was nice.
Tell us about the next song.
Oh my gosh. The next song is something that was on the playlist that we made, which is called Backpacking Buddies! Exclamation point. And we fell off the train early on. There's like 7 songs on it or something like that. But yeah, a couple of these songs are from that playlist. And this one is called Little Worlds by Watch House.
From the mountain tops and the rock slides through the clouds. 'Cause this whole world is gonna shake someday, and I'll be somewhere.
pool night air and the fire in our eyes. That world of shadows and twirling hair as the fire dies. 'Cause you alone steal every heart, and you alone shall be just a world. Toast the night as each day begins, wearing shadows in between. But I close my eyes until once again the moon and I can dream of little birds catching fireflies until the darkness pulls them down. Little worlds hung on fire. From the mountain tops and the rock slides through the clouds. 'Cause this old world is gonna shake someday and I'll be somewhere looking down.
Man, I can't help but slap my knees.
Immediately. Immediate knee slap as soon as that begins. The banjo starts playing and who can help but to slap their knee?
You guys now live in the same place. Mm-hmm. I'm very fortunate to get to observe your sweet friendship blossom. Mm-hmm. How was it growing up? Were you guys close then? And I know that, you know, the twin dynamic is unique. Yeah. I am fascinated by sibling dynamics.
Yeah.
Tell us all about it.
Yeah, I think it's worth stating that not only are Evan and I twins, but our older brother and sister, Kate and Sean, are also twins. Yeah, so... Pika is astonished. So the home vibe was like very much raucous. There was lots of just Playmobil villages in the basement of our home. But Evan and I just basically did everything together. Like my mom didn't want to go to softball and baseball practice, so I played on the all boys baseball team for like 3 years.
That's movie.
Yeah, it's very well. It's giving movie, especially because my little jersey, you know, the like black block letters on the back, I was not satisfied, so I got puffy paint and like traced over them. So I had like this colorful, like just really wacky little jersey, and all the, you know, I was taller by like a foot and a half than everyone else because I was full size at like age two. It was crazy. But yeah, we did everything together. We, all of our little activities and summer camps, and we were just like best friends. I think I remember passing notes like between our two rooms. We would army crawl from one room to the other when we were supposed to be sleeping. And we would like call and response, sing to one another in our houses. We just knew each other so well. And now what I'm so thankful for is to have someone who like is sort of a reservoir for memories, like for me, and like we can reminisce on the same things essentially because we lived parallel lives and just experienced them differently. And now also hearing the way that he experienced our life together versus the way I did is so special because we could never obviously completely understand someone else's complicated inner world, but we can definitely try. And I think Evan and I are like very committed to the effort of trying and like the loving act of getting to know one another and like how you really are.
You were talking about, you know, singing to each other mm-hmm. in bedrooms, and I just want to scream with delight thinking about the childhood wonder that was experienced. But I have to wonder as well, you know, the teenage years, mm-hmm. was it suddenly not cool for Evan to be friends with his twin sister who is a foot taller than him?
Yeah. Or? Yeah. And I don't think I had a lot of sympathy at the time for how, like, it can be very difficult to have someone that you are compared to all the time. And I, you know me, I'm an outspoken gal. And that was also true in middle school. And I think maybe sometimes I just, like, took a lot of air out of the room. And for Evan, who might have been concerned that he was being compared to me, because how could you not be if you're, like, a duo? That made it more difficult for, like, a number of years for us to, like, feel really close to one another. And so maybe, like, late middle school through high school, we of course, like, loved each other and saw each other, but I wouldn't say we had as close of a friendship. Like, I didn't know what was going on in his mind as much, and there was, like, a lot of me yelling at him to get ready faster in the morning because I couldn't be late to physics again. Anyone with siblings knows that you afford the least amount of patience to the people that you are the most sure will love you forever. And so I gave so very little grace to my siblings and also my parents. And now what's great is, like, having the wherewithal to, like, want to give the most amount of grace to someone who has been there for me for such a long time. So the script has switched in that way, which is really great. But there was definitely a few rocky years in our relationship, for sure.
Do you have a memory to share relating to more recent, less rocky times?
Oh, my God. Do I ever? Yeah, so in November, we actually had the opportunity to go and see my favorite artist, Jeffrey Martin, number one on the leaderboard for the Spotify Wrapped this last year. I love him so much. And to have Evan there, and I was also lucky to have a friend who's visiting from out of town. And we were sitting in this dark, small, like, sort of musty room in East Vancouver at the Wise Hall. You should go if you haven't been. And I just, like, I looked over and I was holding Evan's hand and I was just, like, loving this experience with him. And then after the show, we were standing in line to get to the merch table and I was going to buy some vinyls and get them signed. And Evan was so excited for me that I got to be there and I got to talk to Jeffrey. And he showed up at the table. We got to the front of the line and I was, like, for the first time ever, basically feeling shy. I was like, what do I say to this guy? Like, he means so much to me. His music means so much to me. And Evan just goes, hey, man, like, she loves you. And I was like, oh, my God. But, like, even that, like, he was so keen to support me and, like, what I was wanting to do and share in that. So, yeah, Jeffrey's really special to me. Evan's special to me. That memory's special. And this next song is called Stolen From Them by Jeffrey Martin.
Living in the city feels like crying in the rain. Until you learn how to scream, everybody looks the same. Well, I'm gonna empty my pockets for a mountain-bound train. Write a song and meet a girl along the way. So come on, fast train, speed it up. I gotta get out to where I haven't been. Oh, poor boy, don't you know it's the slow road's gonna cast me. She left me standing there with my eyes on fire. I found the wind when I fell upon her lips. She ran hard and fast into the night, saying shame on you for being afraid of this. So come on, fast train, speed it up. I gotta find out where my heart landed. Poor, poor boy, don't you know it's buried inside of you, right where you left it. And I've seen angry people hiding their faces in the dark. spitting words like stones they'd built around their hearts. And there were children with the broken eyes of old men, 'cause their child eyes had been stolen from them. So come on fast train, speed it up, I gotta find out if God exists. Poor, poor boy, and don't you know it's the hands of man that have ruined this. The world's as small as a stone, I can hide it under my hand, but it's too heavy to hold for all I don't understand. And it's as empty as this heart I've yet to know. It's what I don't have that keeps me coming round for more. So come on fast train, speed it up, I gotta get out to where the grass is green. Oh poor boy, don't you know it's only as green as you believe. Oh poor boy, don't you know it's only as green as you believe.
Lovely. And I love the thought of Evan, you know, speaking up when you felt nervous mm-hmm. to meet a hero. I feel like I'm lucky to also be friends with Evan. He's such a friendly guy. He just knows how to connect with people all over the place. One time, because he actually lives with me and my roommates when he moved here, I told Claire we had, you know, a room available and that he could move in with us, and it's been great. And we went to Costco one time, just side note, to display this, you know, character that you were describing. And he just loves to, you know, chat and be direct with people and be super friendly. And our other roommate, Kipling, said, wow, this guy has no social anxiety. And, I don't know if that's true. I don't want to speak for him, but it's just admirable and it's awesome. But, you know, it's a great honor to get to see you guys reconnect as an outsider. And I wanted to share my favorite memory of you guys selfishly.
Please, yeah.
Because it was both of your birthdays recently, mm-hmm. and we had a fun little camping excursion, which already just so fun to be camping with pals. And the three of us shared a tent, and I think a couple other people were in there too. But they had fallen asleep earlier.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we'd all been by the fire late at night, lots mm-hmm. of desserts to be had. Everyone, of course, our friend group brought full desserts, like tiramisu was brought to the campfire. And, it was just so fun. We all, like, got into our sleeping bags, all dark in the woods, so cozy. And Evan and Claire, in the dark, next to each other, just go, "Happy birthday, bud." And then Evan, you know, returns it. "Happy birthday, dude. Love you. Love you. Good night." And I just hear their little exchange. Just the mutual happy birthday.
Oh,
I found it to be so lovely.
Dude, I'm going to weep right now in this studio. Yeah, that, and something too that was really special about that is we hadn't celebrated our birthday together since we were in high school. And like when we were celebrating then, it was like, you know, blow out the candles at our like childhood kitchen table, but like to really like share a day with someone that like knows you so well is just like it's not lost on me. Like I feel so lucky to have that.
Thanks for humoring me,
dude. I'm so in my feels right now, and I just want to say to you
that clear, there are tears rolling down my face.
Also, like, Naomi, I just want to, for the record, you are just not, you're not an outsider in our relationship. And something else that I'm like, you know, I could write 1,000 love notes and one of them would be to you too, because even though, like, you know, Evan is my family, like, I have so many, like, beautiful friendships that, like, I feel similarly, like, sort of tender and grateful for that make my life so much better. And the fact that Naomi and her roommates, all of whom I also, like, love and admire so much, opened their home to my family member who they didn't know, but they just, like, trusted that, like, through me it would all be okay. Like, even that is just, like, the most loving thing, and I am so grateful for that as well.
You're kicking me when I'm down. With that one.
Okay.
Further tears.
Yeah, this
okay.
isn't.
Let's get into the next.
Yeah, the next song is not gonna help. Evan and I both love the American Heartbreak album. We're on the tender train together today. And this one is called Something in the Orange, Zianese version by Zach Bryan.
It'll be fine by dust cloud, I'm telling you, baby. These things eat at your bones and drive your young mind crazy. But when you place your head between my collar and jaw, I don't know much, but there's no weight at all. And I'm damned if I do, and I'm damned if I don't. 'Cause if I say I miss you, I know that you won't. But I miss you in the mornings when I see the sun. Something in the orange tells me we're not done. To you I'm just a man, to me you're all I am. Where the hell am I supposed to go? I poison myself again. Something in the orange tells me you're never coming home. If you leave today, I'll just stare right the way the orange touches all things around. The grass, trees, and dew, how I just hate you. Please turn those headlights around. I need to hear you say you've been waiting all night. There's orange dancing in your eyes from bulb light. Your voice only trembles when you try to speak. Take me back to us dancing this wood used to creep. To you I'm just a man, to me you're all I am. Where the hell am I supposed to go? I poison myself again. Something in the orange tells me you're never coming home. If you leave today, I'll just stare at the way the orange touches all things around. The grass, trees, and dew, how I just hate you. Please turn those headlights around. Just a man, to me you're all I am. Where the hell am I supposed to go? I poison myself again. Something in the orange tells me you're never coming home. If you leave today, I'll just stare out the way the orange touches all things around. The grass, trees, and dew, how I just hate you. Please turn those headlights around. Please turn those headlights around.
Wow. Thank you, Claire, for clarifying that something in the orange, it's the sunset. Speaking of sunsets, Vancouver has great sunsets.
Mm-hmm.
What are some things that since Evan has moved to Vancouver that you've been like super excited to show him?
Oh my God. I love that question, Pika. Thank you for asking that. I'm going to first clarify that Vancouver sunsets have nothing on the Midwest of America. Mm. Yeah, just like a big, giant orange sky. Maybe that's part of why that last song is like special, because Vancouver sunsets are beautiful, but man, are they different. But yeah, I think I forced Evan to come camping with me, like, not 6 hours after he arrived in Vancouver for the first time. I really threw him in the deep end with that one, but it's a really good example of how excited I am just to, like, be outside and do things with him. He's, like, a very loving presence, and I think a lot of people in Vancouver who have moved here and haven't necessarily grown up, like, doing all of the, like, super gorp things that folks here do, they know it can be intimidating, but Evan is a very loving presence, like, even when things, like, feel hard in the outdoors or whatever. So I've loved, like, you know, obviously taking him to the beach and going camping, and we have dinner together sometimes, and even just having someone who I feel like, I don't know, like, you can just give him a little hug for no reason, like, just have just a little tender guy to have around. I just like the, like, cadence and the rhythms of my day-to-day life, but having him there, and it's been really, yeah, special. And also, like, to figure out, like, what does it mean to be, like, adults next to one another, and we're sort of, like, shaping that somewhat collaboratively. I'm really excited for this next summer. You know, our last summer was a big one, but the next one will be in British Columbia, and I want to, you know, hike and surf and camp and bike and, like, do all these things outside together, because I think that's where we're both, like, really happy and feel really at home.
Were those things that you two did growing up? Did you spend lots of time outside together?
Yeah, we played catch a lot and, like, did, like, sports and things like that. Evan was a Boy Scout, which, if you know what the Boy Scouts of America are about, he was, like, out in the woods by himself for, like, 3 days and, like, learning epic skills. Mm. And I was a Girl Scout of America. Exactly. Scouts of America. But yeah, at the time, back in the Stone Ages of the early 2000s, the Girl Scouts of America, which is a cookie-selling conglomerate, did not imbue me with those same skills. So, yeah, I feel like I'm also, like, learning from him, and like, our dad too. Like, I'm really excited to hopefully get old Nigel Price up here, and we can maybe go fly fishing together, because him, my dad, and Evan have, like, been fishing together, and I haven't yet been on those adventures with them. So
you have all the right sweaters.
Thank
to go
you
fishing,
precisely. So I've got all the right pockets and little pants and wading boots and things. I'm ready. I'm really ready for it.
We might just jump right into the next song if you're ready to share.
Please. This one, actually, speaking of Nigel Price, is very inspired by him. It's called If You Could Read My Mind by Gordon Lightfoot.
If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old-time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet, you know that ghost is me. And I will never be set free as long as I'm a ghost you can't see. If I could read your mind, love, what a tale your thoughts could tell. Just like a paperback novel, the kind the drugstore sell. When you reach the part where the heartaches come, the hero would be me. Heroes often fail, and you won't that book again, because the ending's just too hard to take. I'd walk away like a movie star who gets burned in a three-way script. Enter number two, a movie queen to play the scene of bringing all the good things out in me. But for now, love, let's be real. I never thought I could act this way, and I've got to say that a
If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old-time movie about a ghost from a wishing well, in a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet, the stories always end. If you read between the lines, you'll know that I'm just trying to understand the feelings that you have. I never thought I could feel this way, and I've got to say that I just don't get it. I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone, and I just can't get it back.
Thanks for yet another kind of soothing yet hearty song.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Okay.
I feel like we've kind of talked about the past and mm-hmm. the present, and mm-hmm. I'm wondering about the future.
Oh, golly.
Do you think that you and Evan will strive to live in the same place
wow.
for a long time?
Yeah.
Or do you think that this is just like a happy little moment together in Vancouver mm-hmm. while it lasts?
Yeah. I mean, that's such a good question. And actually, because I'm a yearner, I do think this is something that I think about a lot. Like, I try my best to, like, you know, live in the moment or whatever. But because I would never move back to Kansas, my family's not there anymore, I'm probably not going to move to Florida. I think a lot about, like, what would make a place home to me. And I think having Evan there, as well as my older sibling, Sean, my older brother, already lives in Vancouver. He moved over from the island last year with his fiance. And my older sister is now in the States, but I think is planning to, like, kind of move back to the region sometime. I would definitely, like, kind of plan my life around being close to them, because I've realized it's just, like, made such a positive difference in what my life feels like. And it just, like, feels... like what makes sense. Like, okay, I'm gonna be annoying here and mention a book. I'm gonna give us all some homework. But I read this book like a year ago or something like that, and then told every single human in my life to read it.
Is it the Friends
book? It's the Friends book. Okay. It's called Friends by Robin Dunbar. And it's just like, it's just a huge discussion about what it means to, like, have relationships, basically, and what our obligations to those are and how they change over the course of our life. And it's about romantic relationships, but also friends and family, and kind of, like, just what makes our life feel fulfilling. And a huge part of that is the community that we're surrounded by, and, like, these important points of contact, like how frequently you see and experience people. And after reading that book, I was just like, yeah, of course I need to live by my family. Like, I really want to see them all the time. So I really hope that we continue to live in the same place. We also have, like, very similar kind of, like, interests and values and things like that. So
if you guys pick a spot, just let me know.
I'll let you know, girl. Send out the email. Yeah. Well, we joke a lot about, like, buying a commune as a family, mm-hmm. and, like, I'm going to tend to the goats and whittle the spoons. I'm going to get my master's degree and then tend to the goats and whittle the spoons. And we'll all have our own little role. Evan will, like, maybe, like, deliver a lecture once a week or something on a new profound topic. Naomi can collaborate with him on that after the podcast listening that you do.
Count me in. As someone who doesn't have siblings, I love to bask in it.
Yeah.
I think it was funny, very early on into meeting you and probably Evan, I think at graduation you said something like, you'll be an honorary sibling.
Aww.
And I haven't met Kate, and I've met Sean one time.
Yeah.
So that obviously is not actually a fair title. But I'm planning on earning that title across decades.
Putting in the time. No, yeah. I love it. Yeah.
Is that why you're dressed exactly like Claire today?
Oh my god.
Okay, well,
we must address
this. I came in first.
Yeah.
This wasn't coordinated. Claire and I are dressed identically, and we have the same haircut.
Same haircut, the same sort of cascading bang and messy bun. Ooh.
Yeah.
It just feels right. And then Pika in the middle, also looking very stylish, but not exactly the
same. She didn't get the memo.
Yeah.
Black turtleneck.
Next time.
Sort of like a cargo pant.
A cargo work pant.
Yeah.
A leather shoe.
We'll rope you in next
time. Yeah, 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 yeah. The next song, can I tell you a little bit about it?
Please.
Okay, so I feel like it's very much of the the vibe of like what it means to just like share a life with someone. And it's kind of how I think about like the future with Evan. So, I mean, the song, it's by OC Elliott and they're a duo out of Victoria, I think. And I believe they're lovers. I might not be right about that, but I'm pretty sure they are. And while our duo is not of the loving variety, we are like sort of a little pair. And I think about this song just like about, just like partnership and knowing that you have someone at the end of the day and kind of doing these like mundane things, like just going down by the water and experiencing life with this person. And it's a beautiful one. It's called Down by the Water by OC Elliott.
Let's tune in.
There can and not spaces, no hint now that I'm not alone, and you're all around, and I have 49 places all lined up while I'm stumbling round with a spilling cup, singing, facing another way that I am, knowing that the love can't stay. Out, down by the water, singing our songs, my darling, loving songs going down. Cuffed up in my ways, and I know you, but I know myself like I know you too. And I see a lot of faces just like ours, and they're going fast and they're speeding cars pulling, facing another way that I am, knowing that the love can't stay, and we're out down by the water singing our songs, my darling, the loving songs.
Another great song. I think I'm going to be, you know, frequenting this playlist.
Queuing them? Wow.
So talking about, you know, living on this whole family commune, mm-hmm. what do you think in you and Evan's dynamic makes it so that you could live on this commune together? Because, mm-hmm. like, on paper, you guys have pursuing different areas of, like, academia. Mm-hmm. You don't have, like, a ton of, I mean, you guys are creating hobbies together almost, but like in your alone time it feels like you're up to pretty different things.
Yeah.
And I also think like he sees the world really intensely in one way, and I think you do in kind of a different way, yeah. from what I can tell. So what do you think are the like things that keep you together?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I think what used to be true was that we were twins and we knew each other really well and we had the same hobbies because we lived in the same household. That is what kept us together, was like our proximity and our family dynamic, essentially. And then the special thing about siblings, I think, is you get to a certain point and you opt into your relationship with them. You are like crafting a friendship alongside them, and finding the things that, like, as individual people mean a lot to you and can keep you together. And Evan and I were having dinner together last night as we re-waterproofed our coats in the washer downstairs. And we were kind of talking about this chapter of life and what we really wanted to, like, kind of keep central in our minds. And a couple of those things were, like, paying attention, like looking around you and being engaged and, like, showing up. Like, not allowing yourself to, like, drift away, which I think is incredibly easy. Like, we are all so distracted and overwhelmed and, like, share this collective grief that is really difficult to, like, work through sometimes. So we're trying to pay attention, and we're also trying to act, like, lovingly and not fearfully. Like, don't be afraid of the repercussions of showing up in a way that is tender and genuine and honest and asking questions. And, like, we, like, talk a lot about, like, what it is to, like, be loving towards other people. And I think a lot of it is just, like, doing the slow labor of learning and, like, getting to know them and being curious and talking about it and having questions and airing them, because, like, it's so loving to, like, want to muddle through something with another person. That I think is what kind of, like, keeps us together and close, and because we just have, like, a similar set of principles for this, you know, this project, this life.
It sounds like at the end of the day, you both care so much about, you know, the way you're going to contribute in the ways that are important to each of you, and about each other and about all of your relationships that each of you have.
Yeah.
And that's such a uniting force.
I've got to agree. I'm inclined to agree with you.
It's been so nice having you on Love Notes. I feel like I've learned a lot. Mm-hmm. Gonna change the way I love from now on. But we are approaching the last song.
Yeah.
And as is Love Notes tradition, we invite you to speak directly to Evan now. And then you can go ahead and introduce the last tune.
Oh my goodness golly. I mean, so I know this always happens at the end of the episode, and I kind of chose to not produce anything ahead of time because, I don't know, I was just curious where we'd sort of, like, land by the end of the episode. But Evan, I just want to express my, like, profound gratitude to know you and to love you and to have you in my corner. And I always know that, like, when I reach out, you're a hand that I can hold. Naomi and I are about to start weeping again. Pika's next. And just knowing that your hand, your shoulder, and your hug are, like, always there for me is not lost on me at all. And I feel immense gratitude that I get to be your built-in best friend, and we get to do so much together over the course of our lives. And I love you a lot. And as an antidote to that, our last song is about the range of life, which I think is, like, dancing and having fun and being a little silly and goofy. And this song also was on the Backpacking Buddies playlist, and it's called What It Is, Block Boy, with Kodak Black by Dochi.
What it is, ho, what's up? Every good girl needs a little thug. Every black boy needs a little love. If he put it down, I'ma pick it up, up, up. Can't you see it's just me and you? Panoramic view, that's my point of view, babe. All about me, that's the energy. That's that limit pepper thing, I'm a 10-piece, baby. Bedroom fully in a bando. He gon' make it flip through it with no handles. Never switching sides, only switching angles. Ooh, we go crazy like Rambo. Down, I'ma pick it up.
him up in the truck, got it tucked. He gave it up, pocket stuck all night. I like you ain't gotta say it when you know it's on side.
She got anything you want in a nice body ass hat. Behind every gangster, shot is solid, that got his back. He know who to come to every time the world handle him bad. The one he called first, but still he always put a last. I'm pouring out the glass, my body fighting off that gas. On smoke ox, I kill him, that's all I pack, kicking my ass. In studio dozing off, I can keep falling asleep. I hate that for you niggas ain't got no bread but trying to beat. Being black in America is the hardest thing to be. Every thug need a little love too, baby, how about me? Told her don't call me the sneak, cause I spend a lot of money. I put her down the greatest, baby, hold this here for me. I took her from my nigga, we vibing 2 weeks out of the country. Said she had a little situation, but I could tell it ain't by name. I mean her rapping, bitch. She say don't hush me, I say don't rush me. And I can tell how much she likes a nigga by the way she suck. Or what it is.
What it is, ho, what's up? It down, I'ma pick it up, hey, up, up. Hey. What it is, ho, what's up? Every good girl needs a little thug. Every black boy needs a little love. If you put it down, I'ma pick it up, up. I don't care if you run the streets. Long as you're coming home to me. I love the way you walk and the way you speak. He gon' keep it real, that's the deal. That's the reason that I speed down.
Never before have I felt salty tears streaming down my face as I listened to such a song.
It was a beautiful episode. I'm glad that it's coming out near Christmas because I think a lot of people have relationships with their families that are difficult, and I hope this inspires people to muddle through.
The awkward teenage years can last sometimes decades. And finding that common ground is so special. Thank you so much to Claire. Thank you to Evan. Thanks for being my pals, guys. Love you both so much. This was such an emotional episode for me, and I wasn't either of you. So I can only hope that you both find the same sweetness in it that I did. Mm-hmm.
So if you want to listen to more Love Notes, they should continue coming out on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. at some point. We're in kind of a transition period.
Yeah.
But we're committed to keeping the love coming, so we'll see.
Yeah. Follow us on Instagram for updates, Love Notes CITR. And I'll be making a post, as always, a little work to display Claire and Evan so you guys can get some visual references. Hope to see you guys again.
Happy holidays.
Sprouts is a 100% volunteer and student-run organization at UBC. Through the many initiatives, Sprouts aims to make healthy, affordable, and sustainably produced food accessible to everyone on campus. Sprouts is based out of Sprouts Cafe in the basement of the Life Building. With rising food insecurity on campus, they've dedicated practices to making high-quality food and produce available to all through the cafe, community fridge, produce market, and free meal distribution. Learn more about these many initiatives and volunteer opportunities on Instagram at UBCSprouts.
Can you hear that? The SOS to the world from the people of Ukraine. And you've never wanted to help more, yet you've never felt more helpless. Here's what you can do. Give to the Ukraine Humanitarian Crisis Appeal. The Red Cross is on the...
You're listening to UBC Medicine Learning Network Presents on CITR Radio. This podcast was recorded on the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people.
To learn more about the land you are on, visit native-land.ca.